Hello and welcome back to Day to Day with Sarah and Dave. I don't remember the name of this podcast. I'm Sarah, and alongside me is my amazing husband, Dave. You gonna say hello, dear?
Well, usually you make it like clear that it's my turn to talk. I don't want to interrupt you. But we've got this.
Here. We're a little rusty.
Yeah, we do.
Apparently, it's been 2 years and over four months since you guys have heard from us. And now is the time to be back. We have so much to talk about. So, dear, where do we want to begin?
I would say approximately 2.5 years ago.
Man, a lot has happened since then.
It has. We don't even have children currently living with us.
That is true. We have one living in the dorms at Wright State, and he's in his freshman year of college. And then we have another who's in his junior year at Wright State and is now living in an apartment with his lovely girlfriend.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about the kids. That comes very naturally for me. So, let's see, we'll start with the youngest one, Isaac, who's now 18. He same girlfriend is over 2 years ago.
No, they just hit 2 years.
Just hit 2 years.
Yeah, no, they were not together.
Good 2 years, though.
The other two, though, were a thing when we last podcasted.
Yeah, so Isaac and Mallory are doing really well. They're amazing. Isaac is finishing up his first semester.
Yes, he is. And, you know, because it's been over 2 years, we need to talk that he went back to play football last year for his senior year. And we love our coach for the high school team. He had something amazing to say about every single one of the kids. And Isaac did not play as much as his younger years because, you know, he had had so many years not being back at football. But he did special teams, and man, that kid ended up blocking a kick on his last game of the season. They did lose in the playoffs in round two, but it was amazing. The coach believed in him and told him he was going to do it at one point, and man, he did it. And that was so much fun to see. We were so proud of him. And,
yeah, if you get a chance to see the video, you can hear the screaming, and then Sarah dropped her phone.
I did. I set it down. I forgot I was recording.
It was good. It was part of an amazing senior year where Isaac got to do that, had really good basketball moments. He did the supportive peers thing. He was on the prom court.
He was. Too. He was on the prom court.
Yeah. So
all 6'6" of him.
Yeah.
6 feet 6 inches. We mean.
Yeah. Blew through several pair of basketball shoes. That was a story. Like us trying to find a size 15 shoe around here on the game day.
And he's wanting to be a speech therapist.
Yes.
So a speech language pathologist, however you want to say it. And is loving school so far, loving his college experience. We do have to talk about the elephant in the room, that your beloved Honda Civic is no longer in our family due to a horrific car accident.
Oh, it's
where everybody
been that
walked
long.
Away fine. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, other than the people in our neighborhood that lost power from the phone pole that he hit.
Yeah. But yeah. So much was learned.
Yeah, but he was fine. I mean, he went to practice after it.
That was exciting. So,
yeah,
the other boy going to school for psychology.
Finishing up his junior year. Signing up for the GRE. Looking at where he's going for graduate school.
Oh, man.
Very adult-like. Very adult-like. He is 20.
Yeah, I know. He's actually almost 21.
Yeah.
So, now we've got a transition to, let's talk about your races.
Yeah, well, a little bit more with David, because it was really like a 10-to-1 ratio.
Oh, okay, let's think. Well, there's not much going on with him. What do you think?
Not much going on with him. He's with Julie. Let's see.
They do have their nice apartment, and they have a cat named Hazel.
Yeah,
she's a Bengal kitty.
he runs a bit now, not so much with the triathlons.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but he's taken an interest in doing the Pokemon tournaments.
Oh, yeah. He should have some more coming up again soon.
Yeah, and he's been, not only is he living on his own, he's had a full-time job at Reynolds & Reynolds, like, very good job. Very good job.
He's had his car paid off for over a year.
Yeah, and he's really figuring things out. So, full-time student, full-time at work, and really doing a good job.
He did do a half Ironman with you. Was that? No, I think we had podcasted since then. Yeah, okay, we did
Ohio
do that.
One. Yeah.
Yes. So we did do that. And yes. And we did buy Julie a kitty backpack for Hazel for her birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that went over well. We're not sure Hazel loves it. And remember, Hazel's the cat. She's very pretty.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think I've been enjoying David figure out some of his adulting. Like, he pays a lot of his own bills. He has to learn about car maintenance and, you know, about how that works. And that was exciting.
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
I know. I'm really proud of them. All of them. All of them. So, now, are we ready to talk about you? And your Iron Man.
Yeah. What about
and
you?
Your ultra running. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, I got a tattoo. I got a tattoo in my 40s.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's better than your dad in his, what, almost 70?
Yeah.
Yeah. So thankfully you got it a little sooner. Yeah. Dave completed a full Iron Man in Muncie, Indiana. The Iron Man, Indiana.
Yes.
Or Indy. Oh, I didn't say it right.
What?
You did a great job, though. It was like October, right by our anniversary. So for, what was it, 22 years, because it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to go to Muncie, Indiana, where Ball State University is.
That's a good trip.
Yeah. It was. You did a great job.
And I got the Iron Man tattoo and then switched to doing, like, ultra races, like ultra marathons and stuff like that. That was... It was a good learning experience. Dabbled in that. you encouraged me to get into golf.
Yes.
We just finished our first golf league.
I know. I cannot wait for the winter league.
Yes. Yeah.
We do an indoor simulator league. And during, obviously, the winter months, we've been golfing outdoors otherwise. And it is so much fun. It is a learning experience to figure out golfing simulator because, I mean, while it's similar to regular golf, it is a little different.
Yeah. It's nice. You don't have to, like, you know, like, find your ball and stuff.
There's no finding your ball. We'd been doing the simulator league, and we went out to golf, and we were very annoyed that we had to go look for a ball.
Yeah.
That was a little unfortunate. So, yes, we are now golfing a little bit more, which I really enjoy. We're going to get back into biking more. I hardly bike this year. It was a little sad. I don't always like to go by myself, and I think that's my problem. I think I need to suck it up and just do it.
Well, now we've fixed that problem most of the way.
Yeah.
With a, like, a custom-built tandem bike.
Yes, that means a bicycle built for two, for those of you who may not know.
Pretty wild and crazy paint job, and we got to find a way to transport it, so we're waiting for that so we can pick it up. But it wasn't supposed to be ready till next spring, but it's ready now.
So. I know, so now I'm going to make him go ride it around the neighborhood.
Yeah, you get to put it underneath the tree.
No, it's not coming in this house like I told you.
No, last time I tried to bring a bicycle in the house, I cracked our doorbell camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had a video of me taking the bike right into it.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. Yep. That was.
I've actually sold two bicycles. I sold the recumbent bike and I sold the triathlon bike.
Yeah.
Still have a good deal of bicycles in the garage and in my office.
Well, you have one in your office, but David has one in his bedroom that's mostly empty. So, yes, I do want to speak on the ultra. Again, you did a really good job trying, but it was a lot of stress on the body. and I'd like to keep you around for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. The running for 12 hours was probably about the extent of it. And then I was trying to get up to about 30, but that it sounded a lot better than it was. It was actually miserable. Like, I didn't.
Yeah, it's way better doing a triathlon for, like, you know, 16-ish hours versus, you know, doing an ultra. I told him he could do an Ironman or half Ironman anytime he wanted after all of that.
So, yeah, then Isaac and I, in 9 days, are doing a powerlifting meet.
Yeah.
So we've been training for that.
That is definitely exciting.
Yes. He is substantially stronger than me in most lifts.
Yeah, I know. He just, for some reason, thinks that the deadlift is not functional for him.
I don't. Yeah, I can deadlift a decent amount.
He really likes the way his arms look.
Yeah. And then we have Zeke. Both of our dogs have had surgeries.
Yeah, one had. 2 years? Lacey had to have her last 2 years, like 6 months ago. Lacey just a couple of months ago had to have her teeth cleaned and had 7 teeth removed. And I'm telling you, she looks adorable with her little front teeth gone. And she's 9 years old, though, and hopefully we'll never have to do it again.
Yep. And fun fact, the heavy breathing you're hearing in my microphone is actually not from me. It's from Big Zeke right here.
Yeah,
say hi, Zeke.
Don't get him sighted.
Say, I am good boy.
Okay.
He just licked my nose.
Okay. We don't need a play-by-play.
Okay.
All right. Go on.
Okay.
So, do we want to move on to... Well, we've got a new deck that we absolutely love.
Yeah.
And
do a lot of stuff around the house.
Right? I know. We got a new deck. We're going to make a doggy bedroom because the dogs need a place to stay because they cannot sleep with us at night. Now that the boys are gone, the boys were sleeping with them. So we're working on that project. And we got a one-and-done washing machine. So it's an all-in-one washing machine that is one, and you don't have to change over the load, and I love it. It's so handy to use.
Yeah.
I do love it.
Yeah, so we reconfigured all of that so that I can do like a garage, like golf simulator.
And then you're not even using it.
Well, I do.
Yeah, I know, but your car is actually in the garage now that David's moved out.
Yeah.
So both of us are using the main garage, which is very nice. But all right, so what do we want to talk about next? Do we want to talk about regeneration?
Oh, yeah, we've been busy with our church. We have a community group still going strong with some pretty amazing
people. It hadn't even started when we
people.
Talked.
Yeah. Last. Yeah, we got some good people.
Oh, yeah, I do love our group. I love that we've built community. We have great neighbors, but now we have some other friends that are not neighbors that have just been, well, actually, one of them does live in our neighborhood. It's really transitioned to be such a great community, and love being able to get to know each other and be able to love on each other. But we've also last year did a program called Regeneration, and it's a 12-step program, similar to like what you would know for like AA, or if you know Celebrate Recovery. It is faith-based, which both AA and Celebrate Recovery are faith-based, but you focus on trying to do better with your sin patterns, hang-ups, however you want to call it, and work on your relationship with God. And it helps to work on your relationships with others, get rid of resentments. It helps you with anxiety, depression, like some of those things when you're centering yourself. So I absolutely loved it, even though it was really difficult to have to go through. But I feel our marriage and overall me has been vastly improved by the process. How about you, dear?
Yeah, I even credit it for winning all of my fantasy football leagues last year.
You did do a great
job.
Had
to have something to do with it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's
and during the thing, we did a trip for, was it for your birthday? To a tiny house. No, what? For our anniversary.
No, tiny house was my birthday.
Your birthday.
Yeah.
Yes, your birthday for a tiny house.
That was so much fun. We went out to Hocking Hills, and our first tiny house stay. It was so cute. It was wooded. Had this huge picture window. We got to watch like birds come up to the bird feeder. Well, there were some deer out there, all sorts of other stuff. And then we get to explore the local area. And we had fried banana peppers, like banana pepper rings. You guys, that is seriously the best thing we have ever had. So delicious. But Dave even tried to keep the squirrels out of the bird feeder and knocked on the window. I was like, no, do not mess with the birds. But it was so much fun.
Did you talk about the golf thing?
What golf thing?
The park golf?
Oh, we did when we were there? Park golf.
Like, that was good,
now,
too.
Now, I want to know how many people have heard of park golf. And it's like, it's a mix between golf and croquet, where you use a croquet mallet and a bigger golf ball, and you kind of hit it down a little course and try to get it in. It is so much fun. Apparently, it started, where did it start? In Korea or Japan? Japan, I believe. And there's several of them around us in the Dayton, like Cincinnati area. We have to go again.
Yeah, we've just been busy doing like empty nester type things.
Yeah, I mean, in April this year, we took our very first cruise.
Highly recommend it. Yep.
Yes, we are now hooked. We now have our next cruise scheduled for actually January. We're going to go. So the first one we went to was just the 4-night one to Key West in the Bahamas. And it was so much fun. It's so nice to have all the food included, have just be able to go and do whatever, whenever. Lot of activities to be had on the ship. The drink being included. I mean, you had so many espressos.
Like, yeah, so it was an alarmingly like high amount of caffeine. I liked it. I have the best travel agent in the world.
Oh, we're there, dear. Yeah,
we are there.
Our next cruise is in January, like 2 months from now. We're in November. And we're going to Bimini, Bahamas.
Tomorrow is December.
Okay, like 6 weeks, whatever. Anyways.
You know, I was trying to do the countdown today. Like, I'm that excited for it.
Yeah, it's in the app.
I know.
Yeah, so anyways, going to Bimini, Bahamas, St. George, Grand Cayman.
That's where we're going.
Yep. And Cozumel, Mexico. So we're going to do a food thing and seeing the Mayan ruins in Mexico. We're doing snorkeling in Grand Cayman, and then we are going to just do a beach day in Bahamas. So we now actually have passports, which was exciting. Dave's came a little later than we would have liked. Note to self, do not, if you want to go someplace in the early on in the spring, get your passport before Christmas.
Yeah, we did it.
Start it before Christmas.
And we did an all-inclusive resort.
We did our first sandals vacation. It's an all-inclusive resort, which is a much like a cruise where, you know, like basically all food and beverages are included. Plus, they have plenty of activities. And you're by the water in the Caribbean, warm weather. And it was so much fun. Our first time to Jamaica. Our first time officially flying out of the country together, too. Because the only time I've ever left the country is when I went to Toronto for band in high school.
Yeah.
So we are becoming world travelers. And immediately after that trip, Dave is right, I did become a travel agent. So now we're going to be talking more and more about travel and what we're doing, what other things I'm planning for other people. And because it is so much fun to see all of the things out there and discover new things. And I'm actually like my bucket list item, one of my next ones to do that's different than all inclusive and a cruise is one of the Adventures by Disney. They have like land tours of various places, even river cruises, and there's even Christmas market cruises, river cruises and ocean cruises. So a lot out there. Very, very excited. Of course, I'm still doing Pampered Chef, but I do love the travel agent thing so far. We're almost 2 months in now, and I've booked a couple of trips and a couple for us, and got another one for the Greek Isles. I'm working on that for everybody.
Yeah, so I'm excited about the January trip, but I'm really excited about the Alaska cruise, whale hunting and stuff that we're going to do.
The whale watching. So we are going on that trip with friends. It's actually, I think it's one of our first trips we've ever done with friends.
Yes.
And I'm planning a girls trip with a friend. So I am so excited. I mean, I'm supposed to be a travel expert. I got to be going to all of these new places.
Yeah, you're definitely going to a lot of new places.
Yeah, and we've got a bucket list to do with our children too, even though they're not children anymore. I'm real excited. So I got to just book some other trips so Dave gets on board, because it'll just be my paycheck, and I'm helping save us money.
Oh yeah.
So, my gosh, it's been. We went this weekend and saw the Clifton Mill lights. They were beautiful.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, so much fun! So much fun.
Cold.
I love good experiences. We've done quite a few Ohio State football games and basketball games now at this point.
Yes.
The boys come over every Sunday to watch football. We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, David and I went skydiving.
You did. And yeah. I fly for
we
his
did
birthday.
The yeah, that and then we did the actual like the tandem with the instructor skydiving and all that.
That was exciting. I did not have to see. Wow, we've done so much.
It's been pretty busy, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are going to start hearing more and more from us.
Yeah.
And I don't know our regular pattern yet. We'll figure that out. But we are so glad to be getting back in the saddle. Dear, is there anything else that you have for us?
Sir, I'm the one that came up with the list, and I'm the one that threw like three or four things out there. Like, I know. After
but
this.
Do you have anything else you can think of?
No, I am in the office 2 days a week now, so that's been an adjustment. Thankfully, most of the time, the people I work with find an excuse to not be in for the 2 days, so that makes it a little bit easier, just fully embracing the work from home.
I think he thought I was
amazing
going to be available for him today. He's like, so? I was like, no, I have work.
Well, I still had to go in.
Yeah,
but I didn't have to be there till 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was home by 4:30. So.
Yeah, long day at the office.
Yeah.
Long day at the office. We are so glad that you've joined us.
Yeah, the quality is probably going to get better because we got a couple of extra rooms at this point. So one might turn into a podcasting studio. Because we're planning on this really just taking off again.
I bet it will.
Why wouldn't it?
We are amazing.
Yeah.
We are amazing.
Yeah.
So, but until next time, everybody. Oh, sorry. So, Dave has something.
Talking about highlights, I'd like to talk about some of the food and the snacks that you've made.
Oh, really?
Since our last one. Yeah.
Like what?
The thing with the new Pampered Chef stuff, like the nuts that you make. Like Isaac has his group of college friends over for snacks. Well, and our pool table and stuff too.
But. Yeah. Oh, I do love the new Pop and Stir. Oh, those pecans, those candied pecans. Oh, so delicious.
We might have some tonight.
That does sound nice. Yeah, especially after our mess of a dinner. That was not my finest.
Why? We ended up being able to have corn dogs. It was amazing.
Oh, it did. Yeah, corn dogs, we've had to
hide
from Isaac. So, and I know that he's not listening to this, so I can say that.
Yeah, we've been dabbling in smoked meats.
We did get
kind of smoker. Yeah, I'm doing all the retired-ish,
empty nester stuff. Like, I really enjoy taking care of my lawn and stuff now.
We do like our lawn.
Yeah.
We do like our... The travel's a big thing for us. New experiences.
Yeah, the golf.
Oh, golfing, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful weather. I've been walking with friends on a regular.
You do. You walk quite a bit.
I do.
You walked on the treadmill today.
Yeah. It's a little chilly. I could have went outside, but it was...
Yeah, today wasn't too bad.
I just wanted to spend time with you.
They're almost finished with our neighborhood.
Yes, our neighborhood is almost all the way full.
Yeah.
No more construction and dust.
Yeah. Still no other red houses. I don't think they
we're the only red house currently.
Nothing would compare to.
Somebody at least picked green, an actual green.
Yeah.
And then there's a pretty one that is, it's like a, I don't know. It's like a beige. And then it has an orange door. And they have a green top with black trim. It is gorgeous. And so I love seeing those different things.
Yeah.
So, you guys, we are so thrilled that you have joined us. We can't wait to hear any thoughts you have. Please be sure to give us a rating so that way more people can hear us. And we will talk to you here again soon. Bye, everyone.